Hello and welcome to the Happen Chance Podcast. My name is Seth, your host, and today's topic, how to manage stage frights, not just for musicians. Now, musicians aren't the only people prone to stage fright. Any act of creation is a performance. Your work is your performance. Writers, designers, sculptors, painters, etc., we all know that the things they make will end up in front of people who will inevitably judge them. Sometimes the feedback will be immediate. Other times it could come weeks, months, even years later. While we hope that our work will be received with laurels and accolades, we secretly imagine that we and our work will be criticized, condemned, shamed, ridiculed, and mocked in front of the whole world. Terrifying stuff. Yet, as we've already covered, we are our own harshest critics, and our fear of failure does more to stop us than any actual audience member ever could. We also know that the brain does all kinds of things to protect itself from perceived, read, imaginary threats. Let's take a closer look at stage fright. What is stage fright? Stage fright manifests itself in various ways, but it commonly shows up as anxiety. Everything you felt when your first date multiplied by 10, sweaty palms, nausea, etc., etc. Procrastination, screwing off in order to avoid the perceived dangers of public ridicule. Self-doubt, we imagine that we aren't good enough to create anything people might actually appreciate, so we don't even bother to do anything. And finally, perfectionism, by spending weeks, months, or even years trying to get something just right, we use this as an excuse to avoid performing. Why do we get stage fright? We get stage fright from a lack of experience. Now, this is tricky because there's only one way to get experience. Getting experience can be uncomfortable. In fact, it is uncomfortable. But the wisdom that comes from this experience is priceless and worth any minor temporary pain. We get stage fright because we care too much. Anything we create is close to our hearts. We hate to imagine it being torn down like a sandcastle. We get stage fright because we have an overactive imagination. By imagining all the things that could go wrong, we miss opportunities to let things go well. We get stage fright because we have an overpowering inner critic. This voice tells us everything we create is shit and we should consider a career in fast food. And finally, we get stage fright because we're worried about being ridiculed. No one except fools and comedians like to be laughed at. Stage fright is our mind's way of telling us that we are running the risk of being publicly mocked and shamed. How to manage and overcome stage fright. For me, I think one of the best techniques out there is to remember one of the hardest things you've ever done. And when you do this, you're just filled with confidence. And by comparison, whatever performance you're putting on will seem easy. People in the know tell me this is actually more effective than taking handfuls of barbiturates. You can overcome stage fright by channeling the anxiety. Turn your nervous energy into performance energy. When you see performers bouncing around on stage, they're probably making the most of their stage fright. You can write about it. Imagine the very worst case scenario, remember that, and you'll realize that one rotten performance will not result in an earth-shattering cataclysm. Only an excellent one will. Putting your work in front of the world requires a certain amount of fortitude. You must be prepared to defend your work and deal with any negative backlash. But remember that the critics you imagine are almost always worse than the ones you'll actually face. You can overcome stage fright by faking confidence. If you're really terrified, pretend you're someone else, more confident and experienced. This is why a lot of performers use stage names or stage personas. You'll probably convince your audience, and you might even convince yourself. You can overcome stage fright by separating your work from yourself, remembering that you are not your work. Your work is only something that you created. Even if something you make fails, that doesn't mean you are a failure. We all have a right to fail smashingly. Ignore the critics and the doubters. Everyone is a critic, but that doesn't mean they have anything useful to say. Criticism usually isn't personal, and there is one caveat. If you hear the same criticism over and over from different sources, maybe you should pay attention. But for the most part, critics only criticize because they have nothing constructive or useful to say. Now challenge your conception of critics. In most cases, the only legitimacy these critics have is in your own mind. If you can see critics for who they really are, what their motivations are, they won't seem so scary. Have confidence in your preparation. After you've put in days, weeks, and years working and learning your craft, after you've practiced to the best of your abilities, you have to trust that you're ready. Eventually, you are ready. And if you're not ready, there's one way to get ready, and that's to actually go out and get the experience you need. As I mentioned earlier, you can use a pen or a stage name. Some people find this an effective way to separate their performing self from their personal self. Go easy on yourself. You know, we all do silly stuff sometimes. It's no big deal. If something you do doesn't work out so well, just chalk it up to experience and move on. Imagine wild success. Most Olympic athletes use some kind of visualization, and you should too. Imagine yourself giving a perfectly executed performance. Include all the sensory details you can. This is actually proven by many researchers to be a highly effective way to improve your performance. Finally, relax. Performing should be fun for both you and the audience. Chill out. Try deep breathing, meditation, brisk walking, or kicking cardboard boxes, whatever works for you. That is the end of today's post. I do hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to share this post on Twitter, Facebook, or Reddit, whatever is your preferred social media poison. And don't forget to stop by the website, happenchance.net, for more fantabulous articles about how to defeat resistance, work smarter, and create something amazing. This is Seth signing off. We'll see you next time. Thank you for listening.